Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Oh yes, we are. International Herb Channel Day, 14 September 2024. That's what we are doing this morning. And I am really blessed to be joined by the director, AWR, Malawi director, Mr. Charles, Hope Channel director, yes, Mr. Charles Tangalimotsi, as well as the SID Communications Director, Mr. Noel Sibanda. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for both agreeing to be here this morning. Let me start with the one who is far from us. Dumela Albuti Charles, how are you? Happy Sabbath.
I'm fine, and you?
I'm great. I'm awesome. Thank you so much for asking. And then, of course, I've also got with me here my direct boss himself. Yeah, no, to be short, you see what I'm going through. You see what I'm going through. There's a lot going on. How are you, Mr. Noel Sibanda?
I'm fine. Thank you so much, Millicent.
Excellent.
The shotgun. We're going to adjust your chair for you. Don't worry.
You can see that I'm going through a lot. It's just like, yo, I'm like, yeah, trying to make sure that the cameras are working. Oh, guys, Kunzima. But nonetheless, let's do the work that we have today. So, you know, we're trying to keep up with Hope Channel over the past 300 days since the last time that I spoke. We had this conversation about the work that is being done. We can attest that there have been many, many, many new shows that have come about, and we are excited. There are improvements, there are baptisms, just positive feedback really all the way around about the work on the ground. Maybe let's start off, Mr. Noel. For someone who is listening today for the first time, or they're new to this, they know AWR, but maybe Hope Channel is not that, you know, familiar to them. What is Hope Channel?
Thank you so much, Millicent. Hope Channel, just as Adventist World Radio, are the two official, you know, media channels for the World Seventh-day Adventist Church, you know. Hope Channel, right now as we speak, you know, we started with the one Hope Channel, Hope Channel International, some 20 years ago. I think we celebrated about 10 years last year. And as we speak now, we've got over 82 Hope Channels across the globe.
Amen.
Yes.
That is amazing. Yes. That is amazing. And that is the work that we aim to do. That's what evangelism is about, growing. You can't be just stuck in the same 10 years later. Yes. Aibo, hi, you must grow. You must grow. Yes. Mr. Charles, the meaning behind the name Hope Channel. Share more details with us on that, please.
The name itself is about the channel that is a spread message of the second coming of Jesus Christ and based on biblical facts. So it gives hope to those who have lost hope. So the channel is spreading the gospel, giving hope to the people that Christ is coming again, and all these things that we see, depressing issues, wars, and whatsoever, one day they will. So it's about giving hope to the lost people who have lost hope in this world.
And that would be all of us, basically, because if we are living just to die because there's nothing to live for, well, you know, life is in vain.
Yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Hope Channel Day 2023 came, and the highlights since then, let me start with you, Albert Charles in Malawi. What are the highlights that you can count from since last year, the last Hope Channel International Day that we had?
Well, that's a question that you need to give me 2 hours to complete. But if I talk of the highlights, I can't manage. So when I talk about the highlights, I'm thinking of how we have achieved. I'm also thinking of how the testimonies that I can tell you about people, and I can tell you the arrangement or the administration achievement.
Yeah.
So many things. That's what I think. Where should I start? But maybe. Maybe let me, if I talk of the highlights, especially from here in Malawi, from the last time, we've had several highlights that we can all remember and maybe pinpoint each and every time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are simply like the projects that we've had here in Malawi on Hope Channel. regarding the how we have been reaching the people. One of them is the project I don't like to forget is the prison ministry that we are still engaged in here. So from last year, we've got some funds, and here we've almost completed. And I went to the prison, one of the prison far in the bush. It's a highly concentrated a prison. No one goes there. It's only hopes. And when I went there to visit, I found all people watching Hope Channel Malawi. And they would change. If we go to English, they would flip to Zambia, Hope Channel Zambia, because those are the channels they can watch. Hope Channel Zambia, Hope Channel Malawi, Kenya, Hope Channel Tanzania. And I would see them flipping when they want music flipping. And that's one of the highlights that, to me, it just baffled me, seeing that the government in Malawi only allowed Hope Channel Malawi to be visible in all the prisons in Malawi. So that's one of the highlights that I can tell you in terms of the project. But in terms of administrative issues, I can say, yes, there are also so many highlights. One of them is our establishment here in Malawi moved from one city to another. And from the last time that we had Hope Channel Day to this day, I've seen a tremendous improvement that we are here making, especially on settlement. But maybe let me quickly, maybe that is not very important, especially to our listeners. But maybe one thing that I would like us one of the highlights that I want to mention is about volunteers, or we call them program contributors, because volunteers, maybe the people want to understand, but people who come to contribute program. The moment we were in Lilongwe, especially from last time, September, to this time, we've got so many people, so many members who are coming to our studios just to offer us programs. In fact, we are telling others to say, no, hold on, we can't just occupy all the programs, bring in each and every program, because there are just too many people who are willing to give us the message through Hope Channel. So if I talk of highlights, I mean, I can just mention a few of those. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm too much. If you allow me, I can still talk more.
My leader warned me and said, oh, we're going to only take 10 minutes. Just me and Mr. Charles. Don't worry. I was just like, oh, don't worry. I've got you guys. We are fine. We're good to go. But I appreciate that. I really do. You'll forgive me. I call you by many different titles and I think it's okay. So let's talk about then, here as the SID Communications Director, do we have Hope Channel South Africa as well? Because I see we've got Malawi. How does it work for this side of the Southern Hemisphere, right at the bottom?
Thank you so much, Millicent. Just to say thank you so much to Tangari Modzi. I was actually about to bulldoze my way to say, please don't leave the prison ministry in Hope Channel Malawi,
right,
because they are indeed doing a wonderful job. You know? In fact, Hope Channel Malawi is our firstborn baby here in the Southern Africa in the Notion Division. After Hope Channel Malawi came Hope Channel Zambia. After Hope Channel Zambia, we came with the Hope Channel Namibia. And after Hope Channel Namibia, we came with the Hope Channel Zimbabwe, and then came Hope Channel Indian Ocean Islands in Madagascar, which is in French. The one in Mozambique is in Portuguese. And then last but not least, so we now have a new baby that I'm going to be launching in 2 weeks' time in Seychelles. That is Hope Channel Seychelles.
Nice.
And then coming back to your question, Millicent, I'm not going to duck it, you know. Hope Channel South Africa, yes, is going to come. But we have what we call Hope Channel Africans, although it's noted picked up and so forth, you know. And that is actually one of our challenges when we are licensing people, because we really need to license people so that they can start producing and start contributing to Hope Channel Africa. As you know, Hope Channel Africa is owned by the three entities, that is the East and Central Africa Division, that borders your Kenya, Rwanda, Burundi, DRC, South Somalia, Sudan, Uganda, and so forth. And then we have the Southern Africa Indian Ocean Division, you know, which is us here, and then the West Africa Union Division. Mm-hmm. So you find that here in SID, we are trying to license as many people as possible, but it's not easy to get a TV license, you know.
Tell us about the licensing. The licensing, what do you mean and who are the people?
Okay, when I'm talking about licensing, I'm talking about ICASA. These are the regulators of licenses. In Zimbabwe, we call it BAZ, the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe.
Like permission to broadcast.
Yes, you remember in the atmosphere here, we've got so many waves. You can actually almost say this is MTN, this is SABC, mm-hmm. this is Hope Channel, and so forth. But the government, they have to give you those frequencies so that you can start broadcasting. Otherwise, if there are no regulatory, there will be pandemonium in the airwaves.
So at
and
the
so
moment,
forth.
That is saturated.
Yes, it's saturated. But the government here in South Africa said, no, once they go digital, they will be able to avail more frequencies. But that is not an excuse as such, because in Zimbabwe also we don't have a physical license, so they are broadcasting online. So we can also start even here in South Africa, Hope Channel South Africa online. So it's easy. So by the time the government avails the licenses, they are able to say, ah, we've been following Hope Channel South Africa. It looks like their content is very good, is building families. So give them the physical license. Okay. But so far, that is a major challenge.
Okay. Yes. All right. Granted. So those are some of the difficulties that we have, but also opportunities, really. I want to thank you so much for joining us. I do recognize that we do have some contributions coming through from the SID Media platforms, Facebook and YouTube is where you can watch us live streaming this over there. Early on, by the way, very good morning to you. Betty also contributed. Thank you so much for that. And then Emily Ndlovukazi, following from Malawi, Emily there says, thank you so much, Emily. We appreciate and recognize your presence as well. You are allowed.
That is our communication director in
Miss
Malawi.
Emily in Malawi. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Bona, so you are also, please, encouraged to contribute. Ask the relevant questions so that the next 365 days are not going to just go and go by like nothing happened. Find out how you can also share in this ministry, and you can do that by sending us a question or a VN voice note on our WhatsApp number +27734703520 for that one. Mr. Sibanda, what are you most proud about Hope Channel in recent years?
What I'm proud about Hope Channel in recent years, Millicent, is what I've alluded to you before, that from Wuhan Hope Channel, we now have over 82 Hope Channels across the globe, you
Excellent.
Know, but more so the collaboration that we do have, you know, that on itself, you know, makes us very, very proud as broadcasters, you know. Like I said, you know, actually one of our major challenges, you know, have been to produce contextualized, you know, content. You know, we've been in Malawi with what we termed Project Hope Malawi, whereby we put our resources together, our manpower together, our personnel together, and we create programs. I think we created over, you know, 100 programs in Malawi. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we moved to Botswana. We did the same, you know, with the women there. We did almost like health programs, you know, family programs. We did over, you know, 50, 100 programs or so.
Yeah.
And then we moved to Angola, Southwest Angola Union, where we also descended there and also did collaboration. And here in South Africa, we went to Cape Town, recorded some few programs. So you see, by this, you know, working together, it actually helps us, because sometimes you find that Millicent, with Hope Channel, Millicent, you've got two cameras. What can you do with two cameras? But when we come as a formidable force, we are able to record as many program is possible, and then you can leave everything for you for editing. But other than that, also what has been the major challenge, the highlight actually, is to have a paradigm shift in our evangelism thrust.
Okay.
Because Hope Channel, remember, it's not for Adventists. Yes, mm-hmm. we do hit and run.
Mm-hmm.
Our target audience is non-Adventist. Mm-hmm. Because if we are going to make Adventists our target audience, it means we are evangelizing to evangelized already. We are wasting our bullets, you know. That's why you find that the world churches actually come up with a diagram whereby we've got A, B, C, D, E. A, B Being you and me, the Adventist, and C, being the new Adventist, and D and E, these are non-Christians. So Hope Channel and Adventist World Radio, you know, publishing, our target is to bring those E's and D's to become C's so that they also become the fishers of men. So that alone actually was a wake-up call for us to say, you know, we have to have a paradigm shift in our programming. And then we find that most of our new programs, you can tell that they are targeted to non-Christians.
I want to go there. Maybe I'll start off with Mr. Charles, the paradigm shift that is being spoken about here. Okay, so there are good things that are happening, lots of them. And you are also recognizing that there are some improvements that we definitely can do, like being more relevant to the broader public that is not of the same faith that you're hoping to evangelize to, basically. What would you say are some of the adaptations that Hope Channel Malawi has been making to ensure then that paradigm shift, like what are the specifics, you know, that you are doing to make sure that then you are reaching the unreached for real?
Okay. First of all, I just want to say about our platform. We broadcast you through terrestrial and satellite. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we have proved also to make sure that we reach those that are unreached, the broadening of our network through broadcasting through the Facebook and also on YouTube. We do those on regular. On different times. Now, in our programming, we are shifting so much, not very visible, but we are shifting to make sure that the target be the last, not those who are already in. We are making sure, especially on our programming, I mentioned the projects. You would see that our projects are not mainly in the church. We are doing our projects outside to make sure that we reach those who are non-Adventist. Mm-hmm. Now, within our programming, previously we had programs that we used the target, really. We had programs that were really for Adventists, even the language, but slowly we've moved to even using jargons that are, you know, Adventist jargons that we normally use, was to make sure that others also understand. When we say, you know, it's SOP, we only understand within what is that. Yeah, we moved away from using those. So even when we are mentioning some books that we know them, we can't mention such books. So we make sure that our language is fit for all, not the language, the technical language that we normally use.
Yeah.
How some of the incidents that I'm also, we even dropped some of the programs that were mainly targeting only Adventists. Example, one of the programs was, it was a program, before it used to be called End Time or Nchenula Disu, but we changed it in a way that when we talk this program, it's like changing the program. There was also another program that we used to have, I think in Blanta, and it was to do with the Adventist, Know Your Adventist. We used to call it Know Your and we dropped that program.
Yeah.
We had another program, which we didn't drop, actually, but we changed the name of the program.
Mm-hmm.
It was about the Adventist preacher or the preacher, but mainly it was about Adventist preachers, how they are, and we completely changed the name to make sure that it shouldn't sound like others are excluded. We are talking. This is how we are also trying to make sure some of the hints that I'm mentioning. These are some of the hints that make sure that the channel becomes inclusive.
Yeah,
and the recent. We took a decision whereby we would also, especially the recorded program, we would record other other people, not of our faith, but maybe of our different, yes, to talk on different issues, but not on theological issues.
Thank you. I was about to ask that. Literally, I was about to go there to say, you know, radio, for example, and TV is supposed to do the same thing, obviously. You know, God created us as social beings. And everything, like, life is about relationships. And so, you know, I would love to tune in to Hope Channel and hear things that every single generation is going through. So for me at my age, you know, I want to hear, you know, real life stuff. Yo, Mr. Sibanda, if I say the things, please don't cringe. But, you know, if we talk body count, I expect you to know what body count is, Mr. Sibanda. You know, when you're going to go and create a program, yes, you realize that kana we are speaking to many people. And in this day and age, lobola is not done maybe the same way in Malawi that it is done in South Africa, that it is done in Zimbabwe, that it is done in Namibia. These are things that we want to talk about. There was an issue that was raised during the week here, xenophobia. Hey? If we are going to be building communities, how do we address these issues? Do we say, no, these ones, the South Africans are xenophobic, or do we find a way to maybe speak about it in Ogore? But what are the... Is it one group that's xenophobic? Is it every group that's xenophobic? What are some of the issues around this? If we're going to speaking about, you know, issues of poverty and trying to understand how, you know, in Nigeria they are able to better address these issues in a way that is healthier than maybe here in Southern Africa we are doing. You want things that are so real, conversations. And here's another one, Amadlozi. Here, that's another one, right? Christianity and African spiritualism, traditional beliefs, and bringing those people to say, let's sit together here and let's talk. I'm Adventist, you Jehovah's Witness, you an African traditional healer. Let's now dissect the state of the dead instead of having this pastor, that pastor, that pastor, all from one faith and talking. Do we really do justice when we have programs like that? So I appreciate the fact that you are willing to go and extend and to other people who are completely different to you. It's a risk to do, but it also, I think, is good in the sense that it tests us. Do you really understand why you believe what you actually say that you believe? My leader, any feedback? No. Let's talk about the structures, tightening them then, with regard to the objectives of evangelism. You know, there are people who also want to do ministry. Does Hope Channel assist in any way with that?
We talk about collaboration.
Collaboration.
Yes, Millicent, yes. The church is not against personal supporting ministries.
Supporting ministries, yes, that's the word.
I think you know the popular ones like 3ABN. Mm-hmm. You see, those are supporting ministries. Mm-hmm. Here in Southern Africa, I can mention maybe Melvi. We have collaborated with them, and also Life Destiny. But as you know, we need to have structures. Mm-hmm. They need to be recognized by their conferences, their unions. Then you know who we are dealing with. So supporting ministries, yes, we do collaborate with them, and like I've mentioned, the people like Melvi and so forth.
So if a person starts a supporting ministry, they must go and inform their local conference?
Yes, and the union.
It's almost like you're registering it,
exactly.
Something of the sort?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that way it becomes easier to start having collaborations.
Exactly.
Maybe people don't know that. Do you think everyone is aware?
I think most of them that I know, they know that they have to go through their unions and conferences, you see.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Because, you know, you need to know who is who, Millicent. Yes.
And when you speak supporting ministries, it's not just media work, ne?
No.
It can be...
It can be health, it can be anything and so forth.
Anything.
Yeah. Yes.
An NGO is not a supporting ministry, or is it? No.
Not really, but you know, like you rightly say, supporting ministry is not just media. You see, you can have, you know, because this is almost like these are church members who also want to be involved in the ministry of the church, in the mission of the church, and so forth. So some can be like Dokasi women, some can be, you know, like health, you know, care people, professionals, and so forth. So they can actually, you know, come on board, because the whole idea is to evangelize. Remember, you are using a machine gun, they are using a pistol, another one a grenade. But what is the aim? The whole aim is to conquer the devil, you okay. see. So we are actually evangelizing different platforms.
And just for clarity, Hope Channel itself, is that an independent ministry, would we say?
Hope Channel, like I said, is the official channel of the World Seventh Adventist Church, yes.
3ABN is
a supporting ministry.
Yes, Hope Channel is the official one.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's very important for us to actually take notes of. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for that. We are in conversation with the director for Hope Channel International from Malawi, as well as the SID Communications Director. And we are speaking basically anything that has to do with Hope Channel, because today is Hope Channel International Day, and so we want to just highlight some of the work that has been done and will be done over the next couple of years. I'm sure they've got some plans for the next 5 years or 10 years, 20 years, and maybe you are someone who also is interested as a supporting ministry in this conversation, or just as a Christian who has, you know, a heart for evangelism, send through whatever contributions you have on +27734703520. Alternatively, you can write down your questions or your comments on Facebook or YouTube, the comment section over there. We are the SID Media. Let me go back to Malawi. Mr. Charles, you know, there are so many changes that are taking place in our world right now. Legislations on policies about whether it's the environment or rest days or in the education sector, my goodness. Just yesterday, the Bella Law was being signed here in SA. So you know, there are all these different influx of AI. I'm going to be speaking about that tomorrow. Artificial intelligence and so much generated information, etc. And I think that might also in some ways affect how Hope Channel is going to be doing its work, or how it is doing its work already. How would you say that you are navigating these fast-pacing developments that are taking place in our world, Mr. Charles?
Yes, that's a good one. In fact, if we isolate ourselves to deny some of these technologies coming in, we'll be left behind. Mm. And in fact, now we need to train members and even other platforms, our channels, improve through AI that is readily available. Mm. And even the technology that we are using now, if we would still use the way we were before, as the Bible says that Christ went to the river to preach, then we would be very behind. All of you and me don't need to be here, because it's not biblical. We were supposed to be in the river somewhere where, as John did, as Jesus did. But what is happening? We have embraced the new technologies that we are using. So being on this platform online like this, it simply means that we have adapted and we have moved on with the new technology. You see, the aim is to make sure that we efficiently reach people. So if AI has come, why not embrace it to make sure that we improve where we are lacking on? AI, if we are left behind, then we'll be trailing behind. There are some that that were so famous before, but because they were making good cameras, but when new technologies came in, they thought they would still do with the analog, and now they are no longer existing. So my take on this, on the AI that is coming, is just we make sure we embrace it and we use it to our best to make sure that we become more efficient in reaching people who are becoming technically complicated. So that's my first part. But there's also a caution that we must take. Sometimes if we move forward beyond everyone, it becomes also a problem. But to me, I would say, let's use AI. I've been using AI maybe maybe this is my second or third year using AI. When it was very, now I do things easily, with AI. So I would encourage that we use this new technology, not to compete with anyone, but to work efficiently so that we reach the souls that are unreachable.
And maybe for people who have been left out, they don't know where to access Hope Channel. Let's start with Charles over there. How easily, and you did mention it earlier on, but maybe someone joined the conversation already in the middle. How do they access Hope Channel that side of the world?
Yes, for us, we've got two main targets. Our main is through terrestrial, which we are licensed by the government to provide signal to all Malawians.
Free of charge?
So, sorry?
Is it free of charge in Malawi?
Yes, it's free. Our content is free. Anyone can just put an the aerial or antenna. You get our signal. Just what how you watch the government the television station, and that's how you can also tune to us. It's just free. There's no difference between our signal and the government signal. If you can catch government signal, it means you can also catch us.
Yeah.
So there's also a satellite for those who are in the whole southern and central part of Africa. Mm-hmm. In the northern of Africa, there is all our signal through satellite. But beyond that, we are also on Facebook. Those who find us on Facebook, they can find us on Facebook. And we've got also a website that you, if you'd want, if you just search for Hope TV Malawi, hopetv.mw, you'll find us. We are there. There are programs there. There's also YouTube that you can tune to us. So these are so many ways that people can still access to our channel. We are still exploring. We want to open more ways where people can tune us. There's also recently we've joined the so-called Airtel TV. It's a mobile TV operated by the phone company, a mobile company. So we've joined, we've signed a contract, and very soon we'll be on their mobile. So anyone who has got a cell phone, a smart cell phone, they can watch us. So that's another way we are still progressing. And just those are just some ways how we are making sure that we reach people.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. I actually see a comment coming through also from Saneliso Moyo over here saying that every second Sabbath of September is set aside to promote Hope Channel Africa. I didn't even know that. Where is it promoted? In local churches, or is that where it is supposed to be promoted?
It's supposed to be promoted in local churches, Millicent. Within your families, and so forth, so that you can encourage them. No, right now, if you go onto our YouTube and Facebook, you see the amount of promotions that we've been doing every second Sabbath and so forth. No, this is also to conscientize, non-Adventists, because why we are encouraging church members is for them to tell their families, their neighbors about Hope Channel, and also how can you access Hope Channel? Like Tangaremos is telling you how they do it in Malawi, but here is Hope Channel Africa. We're actually on satellite from the Sub-Sahara, covering the whole of West Africa all the way to Southern Africa. I've got this small decoder here, Millicent. It was designed by SID Media, SID Media, with the support from Hope Channel Africa. This decoder costs less than two large pizzas for you. It's about 300 rands or $15. You can tune Hope Channel and all the other, Christian channels like, the Morning Star, Hope Channel Malawi, and so forth. But besides that, also our viewers are able to tune us on, if you download, on Google Store, you can go to www.hopetv.org. Then you are able to watch you are able to watch us on the cell phone. So that is how easy it is, and so forth. So, but in brief, like I said, Sister Saneliso is saying, every second Sabbath of each year in September is dedicated or designated as Hope Channel Africa Day, the day to promote the works of Hope Channel.
So the decoder over there that you're holding, it's for Hope Channel across, or is it, as I'm trying to understand?
This decoder is for Hope Channel Africa.
Africa.
You can tune Hope Channel Malawi, Hope Channel Zambia.
Zonke, basically. Yes, all of morning, them.
Yes.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Thank you so much. Let's go through some comments that we have received. I'll start off with Ms. Emily Ndlovukazi saying Hope Channel Malawi has also been a tool for creating awareness, prevention, and educating the people on issues that affect society, like abuse, violence, suicide, mental health, as this is key to inducing people break silence end up with a healthy church evangelism. Okay, by broadcasting live evangelistic campaigns, many people have been preached even beyond the campaign period. For example, the AWR broadcast to baptism campaign in June 2024 was being broadcast live on TV and mainstreamed. No, that is beautiful, actually. We need that. We absolutely need that. So I appreciate that. And then we've got another comment coming through. Saneliso saying, congrats to Pastor Tangalimozi. Did I say your surname right? I don't want to mess it up. And his team for the work and growth in Malawi and with Hope Channel Malawi. May God continue to bless and give them wisdom. Indeed, absolutely. That's what we ought to be aiming for. You know what I love about the Hope Channel TV stuff? I think social media has done a good job, actually, and the use of it, for the fact that we are able to just go onto YouTube or Facebook and follow programs. And the nice thing is, even if you missed a program, it's still going to be there. So it's an easy access, and people don't necessarily have to pay for this, because sometimes, you know, it's one of the maybe issues that we have, like with AWR here, where it's like data is so expensive. You buy 50 MBs, you can't listen for an hour. Like, you can't. It's going to be finished now. You miss out on the gist of the conversation. So I think it's beautiful that social media has also been used by the ministries to make sure that they garner as many people as possible. Final words, let me start with Mr. Charles. You heard some of the compliments that came through, and all the best really in continuing to do this ministry there in Malawi and even beyond. Final words in this Hope Channel Africa Day.
My final word is, let's support the channels that we have all over. And in fact, it is a way of evangelism. So our work should always reflect reaching people. And for those that are listening, it is, as my leader has said, Elder Suvanda, that it's about collaboration. It's not in isolation. Of course, Hope Channel is independent, but we work in collaboration. Without collaboration, we fall. If we work together, I think this will move on. So I want to say thank you to you, especially because we are talking of Hope Channel, but we are talking on the radio. And this is something that we should embrace. We should collaborate between the radio and the TV. There's nothing harm. No one is outnumbering the one. It's about working together. In fact, let me tell you, as my something that I wanted to contribute here in Malawi, the way we work with, it's the radio and the television are in the same building. And what happens is from the television, the audio goes to the radio, AWR. I don't know. I didn't mention that. So we've got several programs. Yeah. When someone is presenting, let's say it's Let's Pray in the television, at the same time, the audio goes to the radio. So those who are listening the radio, they listen live. Mm. But those who are vision, it's about collaboration.
Yeah.
And outnumber or outcast each other. But these are tools that we have within our hands, and we should embrace it. I would also encourage there in South Africa that if there are programs, work together. Nothing harm.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Really appreciate that. And then my leader here, Mr. Communications Director, Mr. Noel Sibanda, what are your final words of encouragement as the Communications Director, and just making sure that the word is being done? I know your favorite verse is in Matthew chapter 14, yeah? There's that verse, 24 verse 14. You love that verse so much. And I think we're not going to end the show without speaking about it. Final words, sir.
You know me like a book. I'm so embarrassed, you know. Listen, you know why I like that verse, you know? Because of the 1844, the great disappointment.
Yeah.
You know, because if our pioneers have actually read the scriptures, they have see, noticed that, you know, nobody knows the day nor time when the Son of Man, not even the angels, but the reasons were given, I mean, the pointers were given there in Matthew 24, verse 14. I'll recite it for you. It says, you know, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached throughout the whole world as a witness. And then the end will come. Like Tangari Mose is saying, how can it come when you are preaching Sabbath in Sabbath out to the converted? But now, because of technology, my final word is to let's embrace technology as a means of reaching out. If you read in the book of Daniel chapter 12, the Bible is very clear about it. It says in the last days, knowledge will increase. Yeah. And for sure, we can see it happening right in our eyes. And I'm glad to see that, you know, a lot of church members are actually embracing, you know, media as a tool of evangelism, especially from the General Conference. You know, you remember when the radio started, you know, people were so paranoid about it, but they started embracing it slowly and slowly. When television came again, it was almost like a witchcraft. What is this box talking about? And so forth. They started embracing it. And when cell phone came, you know, some of the pastors were actually screaming, these are the last days. But look now what technology is doing. We are actually using it to reach the unentered areas. So my final way is to say, please, let's publicize, you know, Hope Channel Africa work. Let's talk about Adventist World Radio. Let's use media as a tool of evangelism.
Amen.
And soon and very soon we'll be able to finish this work.
Amen. Amen. Yes. And it's small things, né? It's not like you have to have a channel somewhere.
No.
It's you taking, posting on your WhatsApp
and
status.
Sharing.
It's you putting on Facebook. Yes. On TikTok, just small little things about what's going to be happening or a program that you watched, you put the link there. That's how people start seeing, oh, there's this thing. Mm. I know there are people who say to me, hey, your church has a lot of things. Yeah. Like, you guys are big.
Yes.
And like, hey, man, God blesses the ministry he needs. This is his work after all. And there's the decoder that we heard about in rent. It's 300 rent if you would like to get a hold of it so that it can be easy access. Of course, if you don't yet have that money, you can always just go to your store on your phone and download Hope TV for good, and also just have easy access to the channels that are there. Alternatively, you can go to Facebook and YouTube, and you just put in Hope TV or you know, SID Media. You will get so much information there, and so that is how you can connect and still also get to watch programs that are still coming or that you might have missed from even years before, and are still honestly in terms of the relevance, still relevant even to our time today. Thank you so much to the both of you, Mr. Charles Talingozi
Tangari Mozi.
Tangali Mozi, please forgive me for butchering your surname. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And then Abuti Charles and Ntate Charles. Hey, Ntate Charles, you know my time is up. Yes, Mr. Noel, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you both.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Amen. And have a beautiful Herb Channel Africa Day where you are, wherever you are in Africa.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.